Welcome to Come and Reason with Christian psychiatrist and author Dr. Tim Jennings. Together we will reason through complex issues to find evidence-based answers that harmonize scripture, science, and our life experiences. I'm your Come and Reason host, Charles Mills. This program is sponsored by Come and Reason Ministries. Welcome, everyone. Have you ever been down deep in a cave with a bunch of other tourists and your guide turns the lights out? Now that's dark. That can't see your hand in front of your face dark. And if you're like me, you were happy to see those lights come back on again. Living a normal life requires the presence of light. So what does Satan do when he's trying to get us to follow him? He turns out the lights. How? Let's find out. Dr. Jennings joins us today via Skype. Dr. Jennings, just how, in your opinion, does Satan blind the world?
You know, Charles, this is such an important thing as we see what's happening in the world. And my heart is so saddened because I see so many people. Jesus talked in his day about blind following the blind guides.
Yes,
and,
yes.
And I just see that happening all over the world today. And it says in 2 Corinthians 4:3-4, and even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so they cannot see the light of the gospel, the glory of Christ, who is in the image of God. Jesus is the one who shines the light, who lightens all men, the Bible says. And those who know and love Jesus are to also be lights. We're to be lights of the world. Let your light so shine that men may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. But Satan has a multitude of tricks that he uses to intercept the light of heavenly truth from reaching hearts and minds. Mm-hmm. We could call those blindfolds or veils. And blindfolds or veils, and I want to use that metaphor for a moment. When somebody puts a blindfold or a veil on over their eyes, that does not actually reduce the intensity of light coming from the sun.
That's true.
It only interferes with our ability to see the light. Mm-hmm. Likewise, Satan's strategies in no way reduce the intensity and purity of the light of heavenly truth that's coming from God and God's words and all the resources of light that he has provided for us. When we think about these blindfolds, I want people to understand this. Satan cannot blindfold people to heavenly light without their choosing to wear the blindfold. Satan creates and supplies the blindfolds, but we must choose to wear them or not. In other words, Satan must get people to accept his lies, accept his methods, accept his ways of doing things and seeing things in place of the truth, and that's ultimately what ends up blinding them. And what is it that would cause somebody? Why would somebody do that? And I'll tell you why. The root issue is they are seeking to avoid fear and insecurity. They have fear and insecurity that we inherited as soon as Adam sinned. He ran and hid because he was afraid. Right. And he began to try to hide himself with fig leaves, cover up, misrepresent. And what happens is people who have not come to the point of true openness with God, confession, repentance, are seeking in some way to avoid, deny, distort, and hide the truth. And thus they are eager to have philosophies and other mechanisms that they can accept and hold on to that allow them to lie to themselves and blind themselves from the reality of what they're struggling with. Does that make sense?
It does. Now, Dr. Jennings, what are some of these truths you talk about that Satan wants us to be blind of?
The truth of God's character of love, his methods, his principles, and the truth of our own condition and our need for transformation, you know, that conviction that comes from the Holy Spirit, people want to run from it. So this is the underlying process. But the blindfolds that we want to talk about, how he does it, Satan's blindfolds actually work more like virtual reality goggles.
If you put
a set of virtual reality goggles on a person, that person is not prevented from seeing. They are seeing fantasy, make-believe, pretend, a false reality that stands between them and objective reality of the world around them. Mm-hmm. And that's how Satan's blindfolds work, getting people to believe a false understanding of reality such that they actually come to believe this is the way things work and it's actually all from the father of lies. It's simply not true. Mm-hmm. This is what Paul wrote in Colossians. He said, "See that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world rather than on Christ." And the human philosophies and traditions, well, godless evolution is a blinder that many people wear, but they think they're seeing, they think they're scientific, they think they understand, but they're not. They're blind to what's actually happening. They're blind to the creator God, the great controversy, the conflict between good and evil. They think that survival of the fittest is adaptive and helps us when we understand it. It's actually a destructive element hurting God's creation.
Yes, yes.
Okay, another blindfold of the world, human tradition, made up rules we called laws that must be enforced through the infliction of punishment and then calling that justice. And many people are blinded to this and they think if we can get more power, we can get more wealth so that we can make the laws and force our way, then we can have a just and safe society. And this is what people are looking for, a sense of safety, a sense of security because of the underlying fear, fear of rejection, fear of abandonment, fear of condemnation, fear of punishment. And so if they can gain more wealth, one of the blinders, the more wealth I have, right, then the better I am.
Yeah.
But we know that what's it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul, Jesus said. So when we have true discernment, we understand that wealth has no bearing on the quality of person you are, and it's the quality of person you are that actually matters in the end. And so these are some of the philosophical blinders that Satan is using to blind the world. And in Christianity, it's also taken root. And you look at the history of the Christian church, the blinders that the Christian church and leaders wore using imperial law, made up rules, threats of punishment, fear of God, torture and hell. And then let's go to war. Let's burn people at the cross. Let's do the crusades and on it goes. Once you've replaced the truth that God is the creator and his laws are design laws, laws of health, laws that reality work on, mm-hmm. with made up rules that require enforcement, that is a fantasy world. And then salvation becomes legal adjustments in books in heaven, not healing hearts and minds, another fantasy world, a false philosophy.
This started in Eden, Dr. Jennings. I mean, this blindness, this virtual reality goggles were put on Adam and Eve. Am I right in saying that?
Well, it started for humanity in Eden.
Right.
That's right. But Revelation says it actually started in heaven.
Oh, yes.
When
yes,
a third
right.
of the angels yeah. bought into the false philosophy and had their minds blinded by these lies.
Yeah. Well, okay, that begs the question, and I see you do this, and I hear you do this on your website and on your programs and on your television programs. You deal with people who have those virtual reality glasses on, but you've been at this for a long time. Those of us out here in the world, how do we help those who come to us and we recognize that they're not seeing the truth, they're seeing an alternate to the truth?
You can't help somebody who willfully and intentionally wants to be blind.
Hmm.
There has to be some part of them. You know, Jesus said, you know, you will find me when you search for me with all your heart. Seek yeah. and you will find.
Yeah.
Okay, those who are not seeking, those who are not interested, you know, talk about the sower sowing the good seed and it falls on certain hard soil and it doesn't take root. There has to be some element of a person that is searching for answers. And this is where the tribulations, trials, difficulties of life, this is when their fantasy way of understanding the world butts up against objective reality and it doesn't work out. They don't find peace. They don't find health. They don't find wellness. They don't find happiness. And that struggle leads to, well, why? What's going on? And Satan is on the scene with 1,000 other new philosophical lies and frauds to foist off on them. And yet it's that unsettledness, that uneasiness, that is the opportunity for them to search and find the truth.
You're missionary-minded. I'm missionary-minded. Probably the vast majority of our listeners today are missionary-minded, and we want to share this gospel. You're saying that it's possible and even probable that not everyone is going to believe us, not everyone is going to get on board with this, and then how should we handle that? What should we do?
For me, I just understand that my responsibility is to be a light to the world, and the light shines.
Yeah.
My wife bought me a t-shirt once. I really don't wear it. In fact, I've never worn it because I'm afraid people would misunderstand and get offended, and it might suggest that I have some sort of arrogance, but I love the slogan on the t-shirt because it's absolutely true, and here's what it says. I can explain it to you. I can't understand it for you.
Okay, good, good, yes,
okay.
Yes.
So we have the responsibility to spread the light, to live the light in the way we live, the truth, to explain it the best of our ability. But it is not our responsibility on what people think, how they interpret it. Look at the life of Jesus. He went around only blessing, only doing good, being the light of the world. And some people responded with giving their hearts to him, and others hated him and crucified him.
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad you're using the metaphor there of the virtual reality goggles. On YouTube, you'll see a lot of videos of people putting those goggles on, and they might be fighting demons or something. And they go flailing around the room and bouncing off the walls and falling down onto the ground. That's probably a good illustration of what happens to people when they put Satan's virtual reality. They're flailing around in the real world. They're bouncing off these walls that don't exist. Is that a good illustration?
It's incredibly good. And they're hurting themselves and others. Look at what's happened in the last 5 years, Charles.
Yes.
This virtual reality stuff, like, oh, we've got climate change going on. Mm. This is a big fraud. It's a giant lie, and it's contrary to the Bible. Let me explain that to you. After the flood, God gave two promises. One, that the world would never be destroyed by a flood again. Mm-hmm. And the other is that seasons, harvest time and seasons would not change until the second coming, until the earth was destroyed at the second coming. And so this idea that there's some climate change is presented as a threat, an existential, be afraid, be what's designed to raise fear. But notice the threat is a threat that you cannot measure in any means. You can't measure it with your eyes, with your ears, by touch, by smell, by taste, by the senses God has given you. There is no way you can actually perceive this threat. So it's a threat you can't see or perceive in any way, which means you have to surrender your judgment to voices of authority, people in power to tell you this. And then notice what happens under this threat. You have to then buy all this stuff that you actually wouldn't have bought before, like new types of light bulbs and new types of various appliances and new types of cars. And you have to spend your money that could help you become independent and keeps you in debt to send your money to these corporations that are friends of the people passing the laws, telling you that there's this threat that actually you can't measure. And in truth, if you actually look at the evidence in science, since we started burning fossil fuels and putting carbon back into the atmosphere, 20% of the Earth's deserts have turned back into habitable land. Mm. They've become green. Mm-hmm. Because the building blocks of life are water and carbon and oxygen.
Yeah.
And at the flood, the great flood, all the living organisms, plants and animals, were buried in the earth, forming our great coal fields and oil fields, and the water was sequestered in the oceans and the ice caps. And as we put the carbon back, carbon is the building block, and carbon dioxide is what the plants breathe in, like we breathe in oxygen, and they grow and they flourish. You can actually, if you have a greenhouse, get a carbon dioxide producer to help your plants grow better.
Yes.
And so what's happening is the earth is returning to a more lush, green, and human-friendly environment as we burn the fossil fuels. And these people with the false reality glasses on are telling everybody it's just the opposite. That's an example of one of the virtual reality lenses that billions of people are wearing right now.
You're saying that they're standing under the wrong perspective on this thing. It's not changing. It's just doing what the climate does.
Exactly. As we put carbon back in, it's becoming more human-friendly.
More human-friendly.
And it's just the opposite of what they're saying, Charles. This whole thing, be afraid, do this, do that. Now, of course, as good stewards of the earth, we do not want to pollute the earth or destroy the earth.
Right.
But burning fossil fuels and putting the carbon dioxide back into the atmosphere is not harming the earth. That's a big, giant fraud and a lie.
All right. Very good. And that is one of the ways that we are being blinded. And thank you for sharing that with us and revealing the truth. You just knocked some virtual reality glasses off some people. I appreciate that very much. Well, our time has slipped away. Dr. Jennings, thank you so much for sharing today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Charles.
This program is sponsored by Come and Reason Ministries. ComeandReason.com is the website. Lots of resources there for you, ladies and gentlemen. To learn more about these ways, you can knock those glasses off and take a good look at reality and take a good look at God's character, who He is, and how He acts. That's at ComeandReason.com. And Dr. Jennings has joined us today via Skype. And until next time, this is Charles Mills, along with Dr. Tim Jennings, wishing you God's presence in your life. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you for spending time with us today. To continue the journey, I urge you to visit comeandreason.com. Here you'll find many excellent resources to help you gain a deeper understanding of the God we all love and serve. That's at comeandreason.com. This is Charles Mills, along with Dr. Tim Jennings, inviting you to join us the next time we come and reason together.